It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it's Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And today, our throwback year is 1980.
Right.
That's the year that Caddyshack came out.
Oh, my gosh. What a great
classic
movie. I watched that movie countless times as a kid. It was on HBO or Cinemax. It was on all the time.
Really?
Every time it was on, I'd stop and watch.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever seen the beginning of it, though. As a result of that?
Yeah, one of those, like, you've seen it, but never, like, all the way through.
The first 15 minutes are always an enigma.
Yeah. So Caddyshack was the directorial debut of Harold Ramis, and it stars Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield, Ted Knight in his final film role, Michael O'Keefe, and Bill Murray.
Right.
The film was inspired by writer and co-star Brian Doyle Murray's memories of working as a caddy at Indian Hill Club in Winnetka, Illinois, which I think is a suburb of Chicago.
Yeah.
His brothers and director Harold Ramis also had worked as caddies when they were teenagers. Many of the characters in the film were based on characters that they had actually encountered through their various experiences at the club.
That's wild.
Even the infamous Baby Ruth in the pool scene was inspired by the Murray kids' real-life high school exploits.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The finished Caddyshack script was a whopping 250 pages in length, which is more than double the average screenplay.
Oh, wow.
Studio bosses immediately demanded that it be cut down and added a second stipulation: that they needed an actual star, or they wouldn't make the movie.
Okay.
So the filmmakers originally envisioned actor Don Rickles as the slobbish condo magnate Al Cervic, but they settled on comedian Rodney Dangerfield instead.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Who garnered success in comedy circles and on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Caddyshack would be his first big movie
role. Oh, was it really?
Movie role, yes.
I didn't realize that.
The studio finally went ahead with the film when they secured Chevy Chase to portray the film's pompous but well-meaning playboy Ty Webb.
Yeah.
Bill Murray was with the production only 6 days, and his lines were largely unscripted. Murray was working on SNL at the time and was not intended to have a large role, but his part mushroomed, and he was repeatedly recalled from New York to film additional scenes as production continued.
Wow.
Yeah. The film was shot over 11 weeks during the autumn of 1979. Hurricane David in early September delayed production. Golf scenes were filmed at the Rolling Hills Golf Club in Davie, Florida. And according to Ramis, they chose that location because the course did not have any palm trees, and he wanted the film to feel like it was in the Midwest.
Sure.
Yeah. Caddyshack was released on July 25th, 1980. It grossed nearly $40 million at the domestic box office and $60 million worldwide. The film was met with underwhelming reviews in its original release.
Really?
But nevertheless, it's gained a cult following and was described by ESPN as perhaps the funniest sports movie ever made. Denmark was the only place outside the United States where Caddyshack was initially a hit.
Denmark.
Yeah.
I wonder what resonated with them.
Well, I guess the distributor there had cut 20 minutes to emphasize Bill Murray's role in the movie.
Oh.
And so that's why it was more popular.
They love Bill Murray in Denmark?
I guess. He's big, real big in Denmark.
Okay, right? So David Hasselhoff has Germany and Bill Murray has Denmark.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
There was a sequel called Caddyshack 2 in 1988, which performed poorly at the box office and is considered one of the worst sequels of all time.
That's saying something.
Only Chevy Chase reprised his role for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. On June 7th of 2001, Bill Murray, Brian Doyle Murray, and their brothers opened a themed restaurant inspired by the film at the World Golf Village near St. Augustine, Florida.
Huh.
The restaurant is meant to resemble the fictional Bushwood Country Club, and it serves primarily American cuisine. The brothers are all active partners and make occasional appearances at the restaurant. So
okay.
You can go and experience Caddyshack for yourself if you're ever...
Where's that?
St. Augustine.
Okay.
Yeah. At the University of Minnesota, fans there are encouraged to do the gopher during their sports games and imitate the dancing gopher from the movie, referenced because of their mascot, which is Goldie Gopher.
Goldie Gopher.
Right, yeah, so they do the gopher dance at the University of Minnesota games.
Were you just doing that?
I'm not really sure what the gopher dance is.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Yeah.
I'd have to refresh.
And in 2016, Brett Baier, in a Fox News interview, asked the Dalai Lama whether he had seen the movie, referencing a scene where the Dalai Lama is mentioned in a comical story told by assistant groundkeeper Carl Spackler.
Oh, okay.
Do you think the Dalai Lama has seen Caddyshack.
Well, he's not from Denmark, so
yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no. The Dalai Lama responded that he had not seen the movie, and while he had played badminton, he had never actually played golf.
So. Okay. He's played badminton. Okay. We learned something.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Caddyshack, did you, Sarah?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song, I'm All Right, by Kenny Loggins.
Great tune, Sarah. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Kenny Loggins, I'm All Right. Sarah Dearmidas, why did we just play that record?
Well, because that was the theme song to Caddyshack.
Yes.
And that movie came out in 1980,
yes.
Our Throwback Thursday year.
Yeah, all true.
Yeah.
All very true. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Caddyshack was inspired by real-life caddy experiences.
Caddyshack was Rodney Dangerfield's first major film role.
And there is a Caddyshack-themed restaurant you can go to in St. Augustine, Florida, owned by the Murray Brothers.
There you go.
And their tagline, because I looked it up, it's Eat, Drink, and Be Murray, which I like a lot.
I do like that. You know you've made it when you get a theme restaurant.
Yes, absolutely.
Like Margaritaville.
Like Margaritaville, yeah.
That dude was the king
Planet
of marketing.
Hollywood? Is that a thing anymore? They still have those?
They're probably still around. Sure. Folks want to learn more about Caddyshack, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And then we stream this live on Facebook every day at 4:10. You can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the entire channel there, all the archives. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material up there. And if you do have a hankering to watch Caddyshack or the much maligned Caddyshack 2,
yes.
We did look up during the song that you can rent both.
It. Yeah.
On Amazon.
On Prime, yep.
$3.79 for the first one, $3.99, I think it was, for the second one. So all in, $8 to see both. There's some good viewing tonight.
That's less than going to a movie in the theater.
You're not kidding. Wonderful, Sarah. Back tomorrow. Fresh episode for a Friday.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic with Marty Casper, weather, and more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.